Well, it all comes down to this. This is the fourth quarter of the boys' finals at the Tri-Valley Invitational, last of 18 games, and we have perhaps our best of 18 games. This one's close. We've had some other games very close through three before, so we'll see what the last quarter has to offer. Tyler Figley drives the lane. He's going to get a – oh, my goodness, they call a blocking foul. Good news for Sioux Valley. Michael Hale picks up the foul. Dylan Figley's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. That is the fourth foul on Michael Hale. That is potentially a game breaker. Dylan Figley shoots free throw, and it's good. We've got a tie ball game. Dylan Figley with the second shot to take the lead, and he takes the lead. Or Sioux Valley takes the lead. 26-25, A.J. Scott brings it up the floor. They'll set up the 1-4 offense. Gets it to Trudzel. Trudzel looking for Hale. Hale creating space against Bill Kelly. Trudzel doesn't use it. Now the entry pass comes from the top to Michael Hale. Michael Hale has to be careful. He's got four fouls. Can't clear out. Bill Kelly goes for the lane. Ball passed down low from Hale to Trudzel. It's broken up by Elias Curtis. It'll be North Pole ball underneath. North Pole gets Michael Hale out of the game. Give him a little bit of a break, and he's just in a dangerous situation with four fouls. Danny G comes into the game. A.J. Scott will work it up top. A.J. Scott drives the lane, takes it all the way to the bucket, and he's called for traveling. Dylan Figley to inbound. Figley working against the press. Throws it to Paxton Matthews. Matthews comes up with the catch, working against A.J. Scott. Good ball control. Gets it over the midcourt line. Swings it to Dylan Figley. Dylan Figley looks to drive the middle. Nothing doing there. Trudzel turning up the defense. Danny G comes and gets the ball away from Bill Kelly, but a foul is called on Danny G. Again, Krzusiak, I think is the last name, but I'm not sure how well I'm pronouncing that, so I've taken to calling him Danny G. I don't mean any disrespect by that. Dylan Figley to inbound on the sideline. He's got Paxton Matthews drifting into the backcourt. Bill Kelly comes to the ball, and Dylan Figley took a handoff from Bill Kelly, but stepped on the sideline. Ball turned over to North Pole. So we've got Elias Curtis, Bill Kelly, Paxton Matthews, Mitch Drover, and Dylan Figley on the floor for Sioux Valley. It's Raymond Tamps on the floor with Brandon Trudzel, A.J. Scott, Danny G, and Stephen Pauly on the floor for North Pole. Danny G takes it to the floor, gets it up, and doesn't quite get the roll, but he does get a foul on Elias Curtis. So Danny G will shoot two free throws. We haven't had that many games in this tournament in which there have been a series of lead changes. Not that there have been many in this game yet, but perhaps we might have one or two coming. Danny G misses his first free throw, so now he's got one free throw left to try to tie it. Second free throw rattles around and out, but Mitch Drover can't keep his spot, and Pauly comes up with the rebound. A.J. Scott gets it out to Danny G at the top of the key. Danny G gets draped by Bill Kelly, no foul call. A.J. Scott, sometimes they won't call a foul if they don't feel like an advantage is created. A.J. Scott working at the top on a double team. Gets it down to Trudzel. Cuts back door. Kelly intercepts the pass. Good instincts by Kelly. Kelly gets it up to Dylan Figley. Dylan Figley working into the forecourt. Dylan Figley working hard against Trudzel. Trudzel's got him stopped. Dylan's in trouble. That makes a tough pass to Bill Kelly. It's almost intercepted by Danny G. Paxton tracks down the loose ball, and Mike Matthews, Coach Mike Matthews from Sioux Valley, needs a timeout. But Sioux Valley was running a risk of turning the ball over at a pretty key time in the game. Sioux Valley has a one-point lead, and they have a chance to build what I think would be their largest lead of the game if they can score with this possession. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter. This one is a close one, 26-25, a low-scoring affair. Heavy, heavy influence on defense. And we have 18 fouls already on Sioux Valley. That could play a factor as this game goes on, that the next foul that any foul they commit at this point is free throws. But after they get to 10, any foul is two free throws. And in a pressure situation, that can make a big, big difference. North Pole, meanwhile, only has four fouls. So Sioux Valley may not ever get to the line, but maybe when they do in a pressure situation, it might be 1-1, and those are tough to deal with. A.J. Scott puts big pressure on the inbound pass. It goes to Mitch Strover. Paulie almost intercepted, but Strover controls it. Paulie gets an inside pass to Bill Kelly. Kelly can't hit the shot. Raymond Tams puts it up the floor. Trenzel's going strong to the basket, and Dylan Figley comes over to block it. Figley comes over with a big block on a breakaway for Trenzel. Nothing really lost or gained on that. Ball goes out of bounds, and North Pole has it underneath. Well, it turns out they did gain something. The inbound pass is thrown away. A.J. Scott couldn't handle it. Dylan Figley will inbound in the backcourt. Smart pass, gets it up to the forecourt to Elias Curtis. Curtis working against Tamps. Curtis backs it out to Paxton Matthews. Paxton Matthews will give Sioux Valley a chance to reset. Bill Kelly goes backdoor. Paxton Matthews passes on it. Then sees Dylan Figley go backdoor and gets the bucket. 28-25 Sioux Valley. Trenzel pulls it into the forecourt. I don't think the North Pole coaches think they can work without Michael Hale any longer. They're bringing him in. And Trenzel steps up big with a spin move to the bucket and lands a layup. Trenzel has come up big in key moments. And now they get a steal, and Trenzel's going to score again. No, he doesn't quite score, but Dylan Figley fouls him. Figley saves a bucket, but Trenzel's going to go to the free throw line. And a bad turn of events for Sioux Valley, a good turn of events for North Pole as they create a turnover after a key bucket for Trenzel. Just when they needed a momentum switch, Trenzel comes up big. Unfortunately, the inbound pass was not handled well by Sioux Valley, and Trenzel will shoot two. Hits the first one. Coaches don't think twice about bringing Hale in despite the momentum shift, so they'll keep Hale in the ballgame. He'll play with four fouls. Coming out is Raymond Tamps. Gave him some quality minutes. They've got Danny G, Michael Hale, Trenzel, A.J. Scott, and Stephen Pauly on the floor. Brandon Trenzel shooting two. Here's the second. It's short. Danny G and Dylan Figley battle for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds off of Danny G. It'll be Sioux Valley ball. We've got a 28-28 tie with 5:22 to play. Dylan Figley inbounds it to Chris Bartel. Bartel carried it. He did. He had trouble handling the ball. Okay, Sioux Valley's got to regroup. Sioux Valley's got Mitch Strover, Bill Kelly, Chris Bartel, Dylan Figley, and Paxton Matthews on the floor. Trenzel inbounds to Michael Hale, then to A.J. Scott. A.J. Scott working with the ball. A.J. Scott looking to drive, kicks it back out to Trenzel. Trenzel drives the lane, and Bill Kelly takes it away. Trenzel ties him up. Possession arrow goes to North Pole. North Pole will inbound underneath. Set up a stack. Ooh, Paulie was open for a second. They get it to Hale. Hale misses on a shot. Drover gets the rebound. Drover gets it to Paxton Matthews. Ball knocked out by Trenzel. Trenzel tried to swipe it from behind. These two teams played a one-point game last year, if my memory serves me correctly. Dylan Figley inbounds to Chris Bartel. Bartel working against A.J. Scott. Ooh, almost lost control, but he does a good job of getting it to Paxton Matthews. Matthews in a bit of a mismatch on Hale. Chris Bartel covered by A.J. Scott. Swings it over to the right side, high top of the key. They're going back and forth on the left and right side of the high key. Chris Bartel has a lane. Drives it to the bucket. Can't finish. Paxton Matthews gets the rebound. He can't finish. A.J. Scott gets the rebound. Tries to break out of a pack. Now Trenzel gets the loose ball. Gets it back to A.J. Scott. We have a 28-28 tie and a lot of balls going up on the rim but refusing to fall. Danny G has it on the left wing. A.J. Scott goes down, sets a screen to release Trenzel up top. Here comes Michael Hale up top on the left. There's a foul down low. Not sure what happened. I think Danny G must have pushed off. Danny G gets called for the foul down low, pushing off, creating space. That's the 15th foul on North Pole to go against 9 for Sioux Valley. North Pole creeping up to putting Sioux Valley in a 1-1 bonus situation. Dylan Figley will inbound, working with Chris Bartel in the backcourt. They have Michael Hale defending the pass in the backcourt. Kind of dangerous for a guy with four fouls. He wisely doesn't reach. He's being real careful. Dylan Figley running the court. Oh, throws a very ambitious pass to Paxton Matthews. Paxton Matthews can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Here's where Skylar Hamler is going to check back in. He'll replace Bill Kelly. Inbound pass by Trudzel. A.J. Scott brings it slowly up the floor. We're ticking down to 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. A.J. Scott working against Dylan Figley. Scott picks up his dribble. He's in trouble now, but they gets it to Raymond Tamps. Raymond Tamps gets it to Michael Hale. Hale's got a mismatch with Bartel, but he gets it back up to Trudzel. Trudzel setting up the offense. Hale sets the screen to release A.J. Scott at the free throw line. A.J. Scott thinks about it but doesn't take a shot. Gets it to Hale. They get a clear out. They've got a mismatch with Bartel, but they don't. Hale kicks it back up top to Tamps. Tamps swings it to Trudzel. Trudzel drives the lane, creates space, and lays it in. Able to get around Paxton Matthews. I can't remember if Paxton Matthews had three or four fouls, but that might have been a contributing factor. Oh, and a big turnover. Big turnover as Dylan Figley drives across the midcourt line. I think it was Stephen Pauley knocked the ball loose and off of Dylan Figley's knee and out of bounds. Bill Kelly's going to check in for Dylan Figley. So now C-Valley back to a big lineup. Bill Kelly, Skylar Hamler, Paxton Matthews, Chris Bartel, and Mitch Strober. A.J. Scott brings the ball into the forecourt. 3:20 remaining. North Pole a 30-28 lead. Tamps, Raymond Tamps makes the pass and a backdoor cut. North Pole calls a timeout. 3 minutes, 12 seconds left. This will be a full 1 minute timeout. This is the key time for both coaches to lay the groundwork for what's going to happen here in the last 3 minutes. Key factors that I can rip off the scoreboard for you, nine team fouls on Sioux Valley. Again, that could become an issue if free throws become a determining factor down to the wire here. Five fouls against North Pole, so they have a foul to give, but then again, there are 3 minutes and 12 seconds left, so there's a good likelihood that Sioux Valley will end up with the bonus by the end of the game, but they would be shooting 1-1, whereas any Sioux Valley foul is going to put North Pole on the line to shoot 2. Again, in a pressure situation, that is a big deal. 2-point lead for North Pole. Well, we haven't had that many neat lead changes, but it has been extremely close ever since about halfway through the third quarter. We'll see what teams these coaches send out on the floor. Just before the timeout, Coach Mike Matthews had been able to rebuild his big lineup, which he had not been able to use very much because Skylar Hamler has been in foul trouble ever since the start of this game. I can't remember if he's got 4 or 3, but I think he's got 4. I'm sorry, I'm not close to a book, but I think Paxton Matthews has 4 fouls. I think Chris Bartel has 4 fouls. So that's the foul trouble on Sioux Valley's side, 3 of their starters with 4 fouls. The foul trouble on North Pell's side is singularly Michael Hale, who, in my estimation, is a candidate for MVP of this tournament. He's got 4 fouls. They do have Trudzel on the floor with Hale. Trudzel has come up big in this tournament, and particularly in key situations in this game. Trudzel gets it back up top to Stephen Pauley. He's working on Mitch Drover. Goes over to Trudzel on the left wing. They might be content to burn some clock. That's gutsy if they are. Michael Hale pops up on the left side. He gives it to A.J. Scott, top of the key. A.J. Scott looks around. Defense isn't close enough for a 5 count. Now it is. A.J. Scott was keeping the referee in view to see if the 5 count was on. Hale pops up top on the right side to get the pass. 5 second count starts. Bill Kelly introduces contact. And so A.J. Scott pops up and gets the ball. Pauley pops up and gets the ball. Mitch Strober almost anticipated. Coach Mike Matthews wants a little more anticipation on these passing lanes. They just keep popping up. Screen, pop up. Screen, pop up. Michael Hale's got the ball. He's uncontested. No clock. Or no 5 second count, I mean. They've already taken 1 minute off the clock on this possession. Michael Hale working against Bill Kelly gets it to Trudzel. Trudzel swings it to A.J. Scott. A.J. Scott against Bartel. Bartel close enough to create a 5 second cut. A.J. Scott shakes him. And then Michael Hale pops up on the right side. He gets it to Trudzel, who pops up on the left side. Pauley pops up covered on the right side. Drover's doing a good job of covering. Michael Hale pops up open on the right side. Kelly's not really following him. I think he's scared of backdoor cuts. Trudzel, backdoor cut on the weak side. Hale didn't see it. Sioux Valley intercept. Bill Kelly takes it to the bucket and lays it in. We've got a tie ball game, 30-30. So all that stalling is tough. Leads to a turnover. A.J. Scott working on Chris Bartel. He drives with nothing doing. Michael Hale pops up on the right side, and they're back up to the high passing. Hale working on Bill Kelly. Looks to make a drive. Creates some space. Mitch Strober reaches in and commits a foul. Michael Hale is dangerous. They gave him a little bit too much room to get started. If they had been able to show some help out defense before he started his move, Hale has been a little tentative since he picked up his fourth foul. But when he got space, he started the move against Bill Kelly. Drover came over a little late, reached in, created the foul. Even though it's on the floor, this is what I was talking about before. Because there are 10 team fouls against Sioux Valley, Michael Hale shoots two guaranteed. Floor foul when you're in the bonus is called 1-1. Not in this case. He'll get two foul shots. There's a timeout on the floor. I think it's a full timeout called by Sioux Valley. So we have a 30-30 tie with 1:17 to go. It's appropriate that this 18-game tournament should come down to a game like this one in the finals. North Pole JV was trying to come up with two finals wins tonight, but the North Pole JV girls lost to Northway. So Northway are the girls' champions here this weekend. And Sioux Valley and North Pole will fight it out to see who the boys' champions are with a minute and 17 seconds to determine the difference. Referee is about to bring the teams out from timeout. There's the first buzzer. We're about to get back to the action. By the way, if there's a tied up ball, the possession arrow favors Sioux Valley. So that's something on the scoreboard that favors Sioux Valley. The fouls favor North Pole. And it's a 30-30 tie with Michael Hale on the free throw line. He has been very effective all the way throughout this tournament, but he has not necessarily shot for a high percentage from the free throw line. Sioux Valley crowd makes as much noise as they can. Shot looks short, but it's not. Goes in. Hale steps up at a clutch moment. Drains one for a 31-30 lead. Here comes the second shot. He has taken his time. Big arc. Nice touch. 32-30 North Pole. Here comes Chris Bartel working against North Pole. Bartel's got, Bartel almost lost the ball to Trudzel. Now he gets it over to Mitch Drover on the left side. Drover comes back to the top of the key. They swing it to the free throw line extended on the right side to Hamler. Hamler hits Bill Kelly. Bill Kelly tries a three, but he's out of his range. Shot comes up way short. Raymond Tance with the rebound. We're under a minute. Sioux Valley's going to have to foul because A.J. Scott's going to click off every second he can before he gets it in the forecourt. Now they're going to try the double screen pop-up offense. It's a delay offense. Here's Pauly with the ball. Pauly, Mitch Drover on him. Hale's going to get fouled by Bill Kelly. Might want to send somebody else to the free throw line, even though I said, Hale has not been perfect from the line, but he just proved that he's got ice cold blood because he stepped up and nailed two before. And when he nailed a few earlier, it takes a little of the pressure off. 40.3 seconds left. It's not done, but it's 32-30 North Pole shooting two, Michael Hale. He drains another one. He's putting the icing on his MVP candidacy. He has come up really big. A.J. Scott has had a fantastic tournament for North Pole. He's the ball control guy. He runs this offense. Hasn't necessarily been a big scorer. Michael Hale's been the big scorer for this team. Trudzel also has come up big all weekend long. And Trudzel really is the man that changed the momentum when they needed a momentum shift. They had already sent Michael Hale with four fouls up to the scorer's table to check in because Sioux Valley had taken a lead and things weren't looking good. North Pole looked a little scattered. They'd had a few turnovers. And then Trudzel took matters into his own hands, came up with a great drive to the hoop with a spin move mixed in, finished, scored, intercepted an inbound pass, took it straight up. I can't remember if he scored or got the foul and drained two free throws. I think he got fouled and hit two free throws. And then not much later after that, he took one on the baseline for a layup. So he scored 6 points in a very key stretch in a 33-30 game. 6 points is almost a whole quarter of offense. So here we are, 33-30. 40.3 seconds left on the clock. 10 fouls against Sioux Valley, 5 against North Pole. They've done well to stay out of foul trouble. Michael Hale on the floor with 4 fouls. He's going to shoot one more free throw, try to expand the lead to 4. That's a big free throw because it makes it a 2-possession game. It's Drover, Hamler, Kelly, Matthews, and Bartel on the floor for Sioux Valley. Hale, Tams, Pauly, Trudzel, and Scott on the floor for North Pole. Hale at the free throw line. Big arc looks a little short. It is short. Hamler comes up with the rebound. Gets it to Paxson Matthews. Paxson Matthews takes it over half court. They don't necessarily need to go for three, but they need to make it quick for a two. Bartel enters it to Bill Kelly. Bill Kelly driving to the basket. You're going to have a blocking foul. They had a foul to give, so there won't be any free throws. Tamps with a blocking foul. Inbound underneath, 28.1 seconds. Sioux Valley has a gunner out on the far left side. It's Paxton Matthews, but they recognize it. Inbound pass to Drover. He goes up top to Bill Kelly. Swing it to Paxton Matthews. They need a three. This is time's going by. Paxton Matthews gets fouled by Pauly. Paxton Matthews is a good free throw shooter. He's going to go to the line to shoot. I'm not sure if it's going to be one-on-one or shooting. Not sure that anyone knows. Referee didn't indicate. Waiting for an indication. Refs have a talk. I still don't understand what we're doing here. Shooting one-on-one. Matthews at the line, shooting one-on-one. This is what we were talking about earlier. This is a clutch situation. Got to hit the first to get the second. And he does. So we saw Michael Hale step up, hit three out of four. We see Paxton Matthews hit a very clutch first free throw to cut the lead to 33-31, 21.9 seconds left. Shot's good. Here comes the full court press. Ball goes to Hale, naturally. Hale working against Bill Kelly. Paxton Matthews has to commit the foul. That might be his fifth. Maybe his fourth. Paxton Matthews usually knows. He's got a good sense of the game, so I'm going to assume that's just his fourth. Yes, just his fourth. Sorry, I reported him as having four earlier. So now he's got four. I guess that means Chris Bartel only has three. Big free throw. Michael Hale shooting two. That's a biggie. One more is going to make it really difficult for Sioux Valley. 34-32, North Pole leads. Michael Hale at the line. And he hits it. Five out of six down the stretch. Big time basketball from Michael Hale. Here comes Paxton Matthews. Swings it to Chris Bartel. Time not on their side. They get it inside to Bill Kelly. He gets stripped. And there's a timeout called. Timeout called before the strip. This is incredible because last year, North Pole coach is going to argue it. 35-32, North Pole, 9.1 seconds left. I'll tell you what happened last year. North Pole was leading by one, Sioux Valley with the ball. Sioux Valley inbounded it. Paxton Matthews called a timeout on the far side of the court while Sioux Valley scored a bucket to take a one-point lead, but the timeout was honored. So, not too much to complain about here as a timeout was called as the ball was being stripped. We'll never know exactly what the timing was, but the timeout is honored. 35-32, North Pole has the lead. Sioux Valley has the ball. They need a three, and I think that's why they called a timeout, because Bill Kelly was getting set to drive the lane. 9.1 seconds remain. With seven fouls, it's an interesting strategy, sometimes risky, but with seven fouls, North Pole can afford, perhaps, if they see a situation present itself, particularly if a few seconds go off the clock before any offense is created. If they foul on the floor, they force a one-and-one situation, and with a three-point lead, the Sioux Valley strategy would have to be to hit the first and then intentionally miss the second. It's a risky strategy. Sometimes you just put the confidence in the defensive skill of your team and let them sort it out for themselves. Raymond, oh man, I am just about out of voice. Raymond Tamps is on the floor for North Pole. Michael Hale, Brandon Trusdell, Stephen Pauly, and A.J. Scott. For Sioux Valley, Mitch Drover, Skylar Hammer, Paxton Matthews, Bill Kelly, all on the free throw line. Chris Bartel to inbound. They screen it for Paxton Matthews. North Pole read it. North Pole drops back into three-point land. He needs a three. Bill Kelly's going to try a three. Here it is to tie. Shot no good. Rebound Mitch Drover. It's not. And North Pole has won it. Bill Kelly had a shot, but it's not necessarily his forte or his fort. Bill Kelly misses the three. Nice try, though. At least he had clock presence. Took the shot. Doesn't fall for him. Mitch Drover got the rebound and put it back in as the buzzer sounded. They're going to go ahead and put the, I think they're going to put the points on the board and call it a 35-34 North Pole JV victory over Sioux Valley. What a game. North Pole collects at least one championship at the Tri-Valley Invitational. They'll win the boys' side. Northway wins the girls' side. Congratulations to the North Pole JV boys. Congratulations, too, to Sioux Valley for putting up such a good fight. Great game. What a fantastic way to finish a three-day tournament. Looks like Sioux Valley still feels pretty good about themselves. North Pole is elated. They'll take home the championship, and they are certainly psyched about that. Well, thanks a lot for joining this coverage. Hope you've enjoyed the coverage of the tournament. And as you can tell, I got to give it up. Thanks a lot. It's been great. Jeez.